Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thanks so much for joining me today. This is our Consistency 365 series, all about getting consistent even when life is happening. For so many people, it's like, I do really well unless I have a stressful day at work, or I do really well unless I'm very emotional. I do really well unless it's a special occasion or a weekend or a holiday. And that is not consistency.
This podcast is about how do we show up in a way that we can count on no matter what is happening in our lives. That is going to remove so much stress and so much of this sense of overwhelm where I've had this goal for years or decades and I feel like I make a little progress and then I undo the progress and I'm always just doing the same work over and over and over and it's exhausting. I don't want that for you. A couple weeks ago, I went to this online business training hosted by James Wedmore. And one of the things he described really addresses where I think a lot of folks are struggling with consistency. This is the way he put it. He said, we have our current circumstances, right? Those circumstances were created from something in our past. So your current financial circumstances, for example, were created by something in your past, your spending habits. Your current circumstances with your weight or your food habits were created by something in your past. The choices you made, the excuses you made. Here's the deal. When you allow your current circumstances to dictate your actions now, that creates what's ahead for you. And so it becomes cyclical. Let me try to explain this another way. You are where you are now because of choices you made before. So if you let where you are now determine your actions, oh, I don't have time, I don't have energy, then where you end up is going to reflect where you are now. It's going to be the same. So you cannot continue to make choices based on your current circumstances. You cannot continue to say, oh, well, I'm too busy. Oh, well, the kids are home from school. Oh, well, I don't have time. Because when you operate from your current circumstances, you just reinforce those circumstances. And so where you're headed is going to look a whole lot like where you are. What you have to do is make decisions based on where you want to go, based on who you want to be, not based on where you are. So many times I work with clients who are like, I always do this. This is my pattern. And they make choices that reflect this belief of this long-held pattern. And so where they end up reflects where they are now, and it doesn't change. And they want it to change, but because they're making decisions based on their current circumstances, then their future circumstances look a whole lot like their current circumstances. Nothing changes. What would it look like today for you to make a single decision based on where you want to go? In your business, in your finances, in your health, in your fitness, in your marriage? What would it look like to make one decision based not on pattern, based not on habit, based not on feeling, but on who you want to be, what your goal is, where you're headed? When you do that once, you know you can do it twice, and then you can do it 3 times, and 10 times, and 50 times. And the more that you can make a decision from the place of where you're trying to go, who you're trying to be, what change you want to create, the faster your circumstances start to reflect those choices. And that's where change happens. That's how change happens. So be really wary of this tendency to make decisions based on your current circumstances. I don't have time. I don't have the energy. I don't feel like it. I'm not motivated. I'm in such a funk. Because as you do that, where you're headed is going to look exactly the same as where you are. We'll see you tomorrow.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.